day program. It's a good day to be attuned to what's going on in the world. It's always a good time to know what's going on. That's what we are aiming at doing here, keeping you up to date on conversation about some of the things in the news that are relevant. Jennifer Horn of Relevance, Ken Kessler of Relevance, Doug Steffen of Relevance. That's like a lawyer being of counsel.
Ken
Kessler being of counsel, Jennifer Horn of counsel, Doug Steffen of counsel. Top story today is the General Motors CEO on Capitol Hill to answer sexist questions.
Where did you get those shoes?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Where did you get your hair done? As you know, Mary Barra, if you didn't know, maybe I should bring you up to date here. General Motors CEO since January, Mary Barra, facing some tough challenges and questions yesterday, handled herself well from what I could see. 2.53 million small cars produced by General Motors from 2001 on, faulty ignition switches. I think, what, is the number 12 or 13 deaths, Kenny, in this? I think one of them, Canada, 12 in the United States, if I'm not mistaken. So the problem with the ignition switch was first noted by General Motors way back in 2001, and by 2006, they had changed the design, but they didn't recall any of the cars that had the problem. And it cost 57 cents a car to fix the problem, by the way, for those of you who don't know what the numbers are. So Mrs. Barra was asked how this could happen. Well, she was pretty candid. She didn't say that she knew. And she said there was an internal investigation going on, and that will deal with the matter. Is that a good enough answer to the question? I thought it was. What'd you think, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think it's not putting her cards out on the table, but it's not throwing anything under the rug either.
You know, one of the most ridiculous questions, Kenny, was whether or not she should go to jail. Oh. Why in the name of heavens?
Well, yes, I think I should. Thank you.
Yeah, but who would ask a stupid question like that? She just came to the plate in January.
Right.
So is there somebody that ought to go to jail? Eh. Should people, might there be a situation where there's somebody there that's liable? If they're still working, the question that she did not answer well was whether or not there have been people fired. She says there's an internal investigation going on, and after that, they'll decide what to do with the people who are involved. And is this something, the cover-up that has broken federal law? Yeah, you could probably make a justified yes answer to that. General Motors and compensation for the families, the victims' families, so far, and this may be a mistake, they have made no promises and actually haven't really answered the question. She said that General Motors will do the right thing, but what is the right thing? All right, so Kenny, what's the right thing for General Motors to do with these families that lost family members? It doesn't bring them back to give them money. You always hear that. Well, we'll take care of them, but money's not going to bring them back. Okay, so then what do you do?
I don't know what the right thing to do would be, because, like you said, money isn't going to help. I think finding out who is responsible for making the decision that, yes, this part doesn't work, but we're just going to keep going ahead and making them anyway.
Yeah,
I think
right.
The person should be brought to justice, and if that's the decision they made, they should go to jail.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. We're talking about the issues surrounding the General Motors lack of being candid. One of the things that didn't come up, but I think it's something worthwhile, some people are blaming President Obama, which is asinine. The government didn't take over until 2009. That's when GM went through bankruptcy reorganization. And in legal terms, that may protect them, that is General Motors, from any liability, because once you go through bankruptcy, you have no prior liabilities.
Right, you have restructuring.
None. Right. You have, the thing was restructured, so the people who were there before, the company doesn't exist that existed before. So that's one of the reasons that they're hedging their bets here, because GM in 2014 is not GM 2008, 2006, 2001. It isn't. It's not the same company. And, in fact, it could be. I think the government has pretty much gotten out of it by now. But, you know, for a long time, the government might have been liable, even though they weren't, because they didn't have anything to do with this either. So the fact that people are blaming Obama is asinine, even though people, I understand people don't like him, and he may have to be held accountable for a lot of stuff, but this isn't one of them, in my book, anyway. Anybody got a disagreement with that?
No, I'm not head of his fan club, but I wouldn't blame him for this either.
Right. Okay. So the bankruptcy probably wipes out the automaker's liability. I'm guessing that's the case. 888-302-3684. All right. Other questions for Mary Barra, who testified before Congress yesterday. Is there a relationship between the recalls of the past couple of weeks and the recall which should have taken place, which didn't, regarding the faulty ignition switch, which, by the way, shut off airbags, and that's why people got hurt, I think in part anyway. And I'm imagining your keychain. I'm trying to remember if I've seen your keychain. Do you have a big keychain for your car, Jennifer? Like your big pocketbooks and stuff. So
a big keychain for my car, meaning what?
Do you have on the problem with the keys was that they were somehow negatively affected if it was a heavy weight.
I don't have a keychain. Mine is all keyless.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. So then yours in the right,
so I do have like a little, you know, clicker, but you don't need to put it in an ignition. Easy for me.
Well, that seems to be the way many cars are being built. These, I don't know, American cars, but a lot of European cars certainly are being built that way. So the question to you right now is: will you trust General Motors enough to buy another car from them? If you're a GM person, do you have love for the company? Do you have disdain for the company? Do you not care one way or another? Does anybody stay loyal? Older clients and customers stay loyal. Younger people, they don't care. They go buy the cheapest car they can.
Younger people want snazzy cars for a good price.
Right. That's it. So, and they're not that loyal as they used to be.
No. I mean, I remember when our families would be at work, because my grandpa was a Ford guy and my grandmother's brother was a Chevy guy, and they would always argue at family dinners about what's better.
Right. Yeah. They're all the same. Cars are all the same these days, I think, anyway. 888-302-3684. Should General Motors be trusted? Maybe the question here at 14 after the hour. This is Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. and my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the shower? When you brush your hair in the morning, do you see it in the sink and you don't like it, right? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that will help you with your hair going down the drain. As a matter of fact, it'll help you with a lot of things because of the way it works. Provia, you've heard me explain this before, basically cleanses your scalp, gets rid of the cement-like plugs that have come from using cheap shampoos over the years that have plugged the pores, kept the hair from regenerating or coming back, the follicles from growing through the pores. Your hair drops out naturally. All your skin, everything in your body changes every 2 or 3 months. All the cells change, and that includes your hair. So the hair comes out, you want to have new hair come in. That doesn't happen overnight. And by the way, it doesn't happen at all if those pores are plugged up. That's what Provia does, unplug the pores. It deals with the main reasons for thinning hair, reactivates your aging follicles. You'll love it. That's why you ought to call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. Brand new Provia Super Concentrate. Ask for that, too. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They give you a priority upgrade as far as shipping is concerned. 800-525-8319. The incentive here is to get it to work fast. Good for men, good for women, good for colored hair, good for treated hair, good for all your hair coming back. The fuzz starts here. 800-525-8319. That's right. Make sure you stop the hair loss now by using Provia. Get it at 800-525-8319. Our number is 888-302-3684. Doug's in South Carolina, where I happen to be. I'm in Florence, South Carolina this morning. Doug, hi.
I think that the American automobile industry has come to, it's a passing industry now. We need to let other countries do the work now, and we just inspect them. I don't understand why, you know, the automobile industries cannot come up with good engineers to make sure that we have safety. We spend billions of dollars in bailout, you know, for these industries, and still they can't get it right.
Well, Toyota, sir, in fairness, had plenty of troubles over the last few years, as perhaps most of you know. They just paid a $1.3 billion fine because they screwed up, and they never admitted to anything other than they'll pay the fine. They didn't say they were wrong. So let's not take shots at the American automobile industry, okay? Because you sound silly. Roy in Alabama, what about you?
This is kind of interesting to me because they always have automobile recalls, and I just think that someone is using the media and all of this to really damage GM. Now, I don't know why. I know why. They just want to do away with all of the, you know, automobile production in this country. And so it's to the advantage of, say, like Toyota and those other companies, if GM is smeared. And, I mean, they've been having car recalls for years. And also there have been people killed in car accidents. And that's not to say that it's not a bad thing, but the way they're carrying on about this, I guess it's because GM got the bailout and the Republicans didn't like that. I don't know what's going on, but it's just kind of silly to me.
There you go.
All right. It's not silly to the family members of the faulty cars. There's nothing silly about it. What happens to them? Nobody liable for any of this stuff? A couple of the lawyers are on the case, as you can imagine, smelling blood here. Where are they going to get the money, though, is the question. 21 after the hour, and good day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back to last night on TV, The Voice, Team Shakira's Dendo and Deja Hall. Dendo is one.
She's a very pretty voice, this lady.
Deja Hall, two of them together, competing with one another. Say Something is the song. Let's see how this shakes out. Get it, Jennifer? Shaking with Shakira.
Yeah,
with
Shakira. Proud of you. Talk all over these lovely ladies.
What's funny?
Sometimes they are so good, the matchup is so good that they oftentimes sound better together than apart.
Right.
And I think these ladies sound very nice together, actually.
All right, let's listen to Shakira, who decides who the winner. Remember, this is how this works. You have to eliminate members of your own
team. They're cutting their team in half, right?
Right. And so then some of the other judges could steal
right.
these performers. I don't know if that's the case in this circumstance. Let's listen to Shakira.
I love you both. I really do. As people, as artists, it's true. Dendo is so artistic and your voice is so special.
Thank you.
It's probably the most unique voice that there is here in The Voice right now. And they, your voice is earthly and at the same time heavenly. I don't know. It just... There's something so authentic about you, so real. And this particular performance, you both killed it. You really did an amazing job. But it's just so hard.
So who are we going to kill?
Yeah, come on.
All right, here we go.
I think one person has made the most progress and has made the most tangible changes.
Where is she from, Shakira?
I'm curious to see what happens from here moving forward. Therefore, the winner of this battle is Deja.
Oh, boy.
As in Vu.
I feel like you just said that yesterday, Dougie.
Huh. Listen, you're clever, Jennifer. Okay, late night show. Speaking of cleverness, let's hear what Conan joked about last night and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers.
It's a great show. You having a good time?
Very much so, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a fantastic city. There's so
Dallas.
Much going on here.
Conan's in
a lot
Dallas.
Of fun stuff.
Yeah. Southwest is headquartered in Dallas, of course. Yeah, Southwest. You probably have some people here. In honor of this being the headquarters of Southwest Airlines, tonight's show will be delayed for 2 hours. We're also going to lose your luggage, so enjoy that. But
there'll be some cute jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
The White House says it surpassed its goal for the people enrolled in Obamacare. It's amazing what you can achieve when you make something mandatory and fine people if they don't do it and keep extending the deadline for months.
It's just, it's like a Cinderella story. It's just a beautiful thing.
You make everyone do it. Isn't it great how many people do it? But if you still haven't enrolled, you might have to pay a penalty called the Individual Shared Responsibility Payment, which is 1% of your salary. Then Americans said, man, good thing I don't have a job.
This is just sad. During a show put on for China's Fashion Week, three different models fell on the runway. There goes my bracket, said Tim Gunn. That's right. Three different models fell on the runway during China's Fashion Week, proving it's really hard to walk and make clothes at the same time.
That's really rough. Wow.
It was rough. Okay, have you heard the story of Kwasi Anin?
I don't know.
Kwasi Anin, 17-year-old student from Shirley, New York, a first-generation American, applied to 8 Ivy League colleges and was accepted by all of them.
Wow.
So his big problem now is to figure out whether he goes to Harvard, whether he goes to Yale, Penn, Cornell, Princeton,
what a great
Columbia,
problem, right?
Brown. Can you imagine that?
How fun
all
is that? That's cool.
8 of the Ivy League colleges.
Go to Harvard.
This guy. All right. 28 passed on a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, what do you think of Obama's NSA reforms on metadata collection?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. After the NSA scandals, does Obama's proposal to limit metadata collection strike the right balance?
No, I'm sure Greenwald and Snowden wouldn't think it's the right balance. I think it is. I happen to believe that post 9/11, a lot of these intelligence activities are very important. I think they have prevented, and Tory, who may know this, can't say it, I think they have probably prevented other 9/11s. But I think we have to do it in a way that's reasonable, that's responsible, that's subject to the rule of law. I think there's an emerging consensus among Democrats and Republicans on that, and the president's in pretty much the right place.
Tory?
Agree completely with Bob. Completely. No, I really do. And by the way, I think Snowden did come out in support of this. This is one topic where I will make a sweeping generalization, and that is the media in general have done a horrible job of covering the story. They have vastly mischaracterized. Really? They have vastly mischaracterized it. They have taken things way out of context. They have willfully ignored facts. Walter Pincus writes about this again and again and again, taking the media to task. That said, I think it is always good, any federal program, it's always good to look at it periodically, frequently, and say, are we achieving the right balance?
Yeah, and the public probably agrees. This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Tory.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Good day, Doug Steffen's Good Day, to be exact. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen roaming the halls of some building in Florence, South Carolina. Is that right, Ken?
We're in South Carolina.
Somewhere in South Carolina. So if you see Dougie, tell him to come back to the show. The show started. But in the meantime, we're going to hold down the fort. It is happy, by the way, before we get started. It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day today. Happy PB&J Day to you. Ken, are you a fan? Do I have to even ask?
I am a big fan. Yeah.
Do you have a specific gel or jelly or just any jelly?
I lean toward grape, but I also like a good apple butter.
An apple.
What the heck? How did you guys get off onto this?
No, because it's national, and I just want to wish you this, Dougie. Happy National PB&J Day.
Peanut butter and jelly, yum!
It is. Is that cool?
Yesterday morning, I had English muffin with peanut butter.
Oh, it's so
good.
And
I can't tell you how long it's been since. And it sort of brought back, as you're suggesting, some wonderful memories of how to enjoy something as simple as peanut butter. Even without the jelly.
Yeah. I want to kiss the person that made peanut butter a health food, because now peanut butter is considered to be kind of healthy. It's a good
protein. It is healthy. If you're using the Smart Balance, a good brand. We were talking about this the other day. I don't know why, Kenny, we get off on it. It's Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn.
I remember you liked it.
Doug Steffen. Yeah, the essence of good peanut butter is good health. And the whole thing about peanuts. Yesterday or the day before when we were talking about this, it may not have been in this hour of the program, for the benefit of those who were wondering where we went and how we concluded the conversation, I said that if you feed your child In your body, if women is pregnant, a woman
you eat peanuts during your pregnancy.
You have pregnancy, yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
I know. That was there the first time.
My mind is drifting. Do you hear the story about the woman who was 9 months pregnant, had a baby, and didn't even know she was pregnant?
No, but I had a nine-pound baby.
Nine-pound. The husband, the wife, didn't know anything about it until she dropped the baby.
Wow.
Didn't feel anything. I mean, what in
you
the
hear
world?
These stories where they're like, all of a sudden I felt something weird in my jeans, will you think?
And the story that's even more weird, the guy in Pittsburgh yesterday who came so close to decapitating himself with a chainsaw, but just had a cut on the side of his neck. I mean, this guy could have, he was this close to cutting his own head off. Because he slipped or something, chainsaw got into his side of his neck. You can see some of the video pictures of it around. And the folks he was working with stitched up, or they brought him to the hospital, stitched him up. He'll be back to work next week.
Wow.
He could have cut his head off.
He's a guy who should play the lottery, because that's a lucky guy right
now. Wow. Yeah, exactly. All right, for those of you who are just joining us, we've been discussing here on Good Day, the General Motors CEO, Ms. Barra, apologizing to families yesterday, asking for the committee, the House subcommittee, hearing into what General Motors did or didn't do with those 2.53 million small cars that had faulty switches. She said, I can't tell you why it took years for a safety defect to be announced, but I can tell you that we will find out. They're doing an internal investigation. I believe she was grilled the way that she was by the members of the House Energy and Commerce subcommittee because she is a woman. And I think that rampant sexism is rampant in Washington, rampant in American industry. If she had been a man, if it had been Mr. Barra, I think the course of the conversation would have been a lot different. You can agree or disagree?
I believe there's some sexism there. I also believe that the government has now been programmed to just start grilling everybody. Trust no one, grill everybody. It seems to be the trend.
It's a campaign year. It's a congressional... This is going to be football, back and forth. And whether it should or shouldn't be, that's not important.
I mean, there are some big questions there. So, I mean, you don't want to let her skate. I mean, there are questions.
Well, but she's not responsible anything prior to January this year.
If she should go to jail. I mean, those are just ridiculous, sensationalized questions.
Right. She said, we will hold ourselves fully accountable. However, I want to stress to you that I'm not waiting for results of the investigation to make some changes. I named a new vice president for global vehicle safety, Jeff Boyer. That's the first for General Motors. His priority is to quickly identify and resolve any and all product safety issues. Well, there should be somebody that's doing that all the time at all of these companies and basically in lots of different companies. Meanwhile, General Motors recalled 1.3 million vehicles this week for steering defects. 1.3 million vehicles made and delivered in the United States. Drivers will instantly know if the electric power steering system fails because the dashboard message will appear. The car, you also won't be able to steer the car. Why do you need a dashboard message? You
hey,
can't
guess what,
steer
buddy?
The car.
Good wheels
God.
Working.
All right, let's see here. What cars are, this is for your information, the cars that have been recalled are the Chevy Malibu from 2004
nice
on.
Nice car now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a pretty good car. Let's see here. The Chevy Cobalt from 2010 on. Let's see. The Pontiac G6. So this is an older model. They don't even make Pontiacs and Saturns anymore, but some of those were included in the recall. So how many people have had recall announcements and didn't do anything about it? I'd raise my hand. I got recall announcements on any number of things over the years. Never paid any attention to them. Kenny, you with any of the cars that you've owned?
Yeah, I get the little postcard and I go, huh, how about that?
Okay, so let me ask you guys, because I'm a rule follower. If I get that postcard, I take it in right away for my car. Like if they say, hey, your coffee maker is going to blow a gasket, I probably don't pay attention. But for my car, I would.
Yeah.
So if your car goes wrong with something from something you should have fixed and you ignored it, is that the car manufacturer's fault or is it yours for ignoring
it? It's yours. You can't be if you don't bring it. They don't ask you to bring it in. They've done what they're supposed to do by telling you
and
need
you
to bring your car back.
Your fault. Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it, you're the dummy, not them. 888-302-3684. Email the Doug, Jennifer, or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. What are people saying about this who are responding to some of the posts on Facebook, Kenny?
Daniel says about the hearings yesterday for the GM hearings, it was just politicians that know zero looking for votes. What a joke.
I disagree with that. Yeah,
GM CEO is smarter than this whole bunch of clowns.
Good. I shouldn't say good because it's not good for us to have these people. I can't say, I'm not going to condemn all of them, but it's so patently easy to see what's being done here. It's election year, and we want to hold them responsible. So where were you 2 years ago, you clowns? Next, Kenny.
Carlos says, why don't we have a congressional hearing on why Congress has done so little over the past 6 years, and who's accountable for that?
See, this is going to come around and bite them in the butt, because people, I told you, well, you knew it anyway, many of you who stay close to the news, Congress's approval rating at the moment is a 9. That's 9 out of 100. So we'll see how interesting some of the new candidates.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Maybe their aunts and uncles.
Maybe.
And grandmas and grandpas in on it, but you know what I'm saying. Go ahead, Kenny. You got another one?
One more. AJ says, I can't imagine how it would feel to find out that less than $1 could possibly have saved someone I love.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. It's 57 cents was the cost to fix the problem. 888-302-3684. Okay. Another great American name, the Caterpillar Tractor Company of Peoria, Illinois, an American success story like not many others, General Motors, Ford, Caterpillar right up there. Caterpillar is the standard and has been unquestionably the standard for industrial machines now and pretty much since they were introduced. They are a phenomenal American success story. You may or may not have heard that they have decided to ease their tax liabilities by transferring some of their international, they're bigger overseas almost than they are in America. You see a lot of these different names like Kobelco and Komatsu and Hitachi and what other names are there for excavators and bulldozers and that sort of thing. But none of them hold up as well as a Caterpillar. And people around the world know that. They made $8 billion in profit last year. And this is a company that's not, because it's not on everybody's mind. You go up and down the highway, you see all the progress. One of the reasons they made $8 billion is they sold a lot of new equipment, because the federal government has required that there be certain fuel standards that now the older machines don't meet. So many of the older machines aren't being used anymore and being sold in the aftermarket or overseas or whatever. And Caterpillar is doing amazingly well. But they have moved some of their business activities from the United States to Switzerland. And, of course, once again, the grandstanding senators and congressmen, wow, what's going on here? These guys are shifting their profits offshore, so I have to pay taxes. Well, maybe you ought to consider how many people are working for Caterpillar. I'm not saying this is good or bad. I'm just saying that these phonies who are all over the Caterpillar company because they have done what is legal, may not be good PR, but it is legal to move around. If they're doing business overseas, then they want to have an overseas operation, and it seems only likely to be good business to not pay taxes in America on stuff you don't sell in America, on money you don't make in America. I think that the U.S. tax code is asinine, and it's not like any other country in the world. We tax everything over the hilt and above and beyond where it needs to be. And this is why these people look. If we had a tax code that appropriately took care of or addressed these issues to the profits made overseas, then people wouldn't be changing the way they do business to escape taxes. Why should companies pay income tax in America on stuff that they don't sell in America? Am I right or not?
I think you're right. I absolutely think you're right.
Kenny?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So food for thought anyway. Another great American
name. Were you
name.
Looking for an argument?
No, well,
you're 100% on
people.
That.
I can't see avoid U.S. tax. The headline is avoid taxes. They didn't avoid taxes. Or they're avoiding taxes that are unfair, and they didn't do it illegally. So why should these phonies in Washington be looking at this? Get lost, you... Ugh, man. American
Guess
jobs...
what? They
American
might get lost. Just give them a
I
couple months.
I hope they get lost, most of them. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again.
It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. If you've been eating and you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. I was listening to Glenn Beck the other day. I think his father died over the weekend, and he was pretty upset about it. Then I found something that I thought was fairly relevant. This is sort of shop talk. Paul Harvey used to call it? I guess he did call it shop talk. Anyway, Glenn Beck, somebody that I actually have a good deal of, I have good strong feelings about him. He's being sued by the family of a fellow named Abdulrahman Al-Harbi. As a matter of fact, the suit was filed alleging that Glenn defamed him and slandered him. He's a Saudi national. In the U.S. legally as a student, he says that because of the false statements from Mr. Beck, he's received numerous messages, internet postings, and other communications accusing him of being a murderer and a terrorist. Beck said that, quote, "We know the man. Listen to me carefully. We know he's very bad." He was questioned by the authorities after the attack in Boston, allowed the government to search his apartment. They found nothing. He was not connected. And so now he's been exonerated, and he's going to sue the hell out of Beck and his outfit. Yeah. Mm. Welcome to America, Mr. Stu.
You got it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I have the story about the owner that chased rabbits from his vegetable patch with a shotgun, but I do have a story or two or three that connect you to technology. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. So Jennifer and Kenny and I presenting to you some information. First, we're going to hear Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter on technology, talk with you about which music streaming services people seem to be using the most. And then let's talk about whether or not the number of unique visitors that people talk about on their websites. How many unique? Is that really a number that you can trust? We'll find out in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free every month in your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, a place to live, or even a job. It's just another way we treat you like you treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and on your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, which music streaming service do you use most often? A recent study found that iTunes Radio, which only launched last September, is now the third most popular choice for music listeners in the United States. The survey found that iTunes Radio had already surpassed Spotify and finds itself on the heels of iHeartRadio. The study, which polled more than 2,000 Americans, found that Pandora is still the undisputed leader in music streaming popularity. Nearly one in three of those polled used Pandora in the last month, while no other service managed to crack 10%. Even though it still trails iHeartRadio, the survey is a big win for iTunes Radio, which had more than 20 million users only a month after it launched. Reports suggest iTunes Radio will surpass iHeartRadio by the end of the year, and it's not hard to believe. Apple's streaming service is integrated into every version of iTunes, which has a user base of over 600 million, meaning there's plenty of room for it to grow. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see.
I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's talk for a minute about what it means to have unique visitors. I've always wondered about this. There are a lot of people who say we have X number of unique visitors, but is that really the case? And what does it mean, Kenny? Let me ask you, Rich McFadden has joined us as well. What does it mean to you when you see the term unique visitors when it comes to a website or, I guess mostly it's a website, right, or somebody on Facebook? Unique visitor, what does that mean?
It's for each individual person that comes by your website, no matter how many times. Like if Jennifer goes by DougStephan.com 10 times a day, she's one unique visitor.
Mm-hmm. So the people who say we have 100 million unique visitors, it could be that we have 100 million people, or we could have 10 million people who go 10 times a day.
But it only counts once. That's what makes this one this
the
number,
opposite of what you're saying.
Yeah, this number is more desirable because your mom or your aunt Linda can't go 50 times and drive up your web numbers. They're only counted once.
Oh, see, now I'm confused by what Kenny just said. I thought that you could go back any number of times.
But it only counts once. That's why they call it unique visitors.
How does it know that? Is it able
your IP
to track?
Number?
Really? It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right, so then it would be significant if we said we had 10,000 unique visitors
right,
a day.
Right, because it means Aunt Linda only went once, not 10,000 times.
Got it. Okay.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's with an important question. Is your grass seed dressed for success? Scott's Tough Builder grass seed is. Scott's wraps each seed in a unique Water Smart Plus coating to help it grow in thicker and greener than grass grown from regular seed. Guaranteed. To learn more, go to Scotts.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.